section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Coming to you live from fucking Austria, it's IBWIP. On tonight's show, tired of superheroes, factor crap, what's up in E-Smoke, an interview with local vigilante Skin Shadow, and Mayor McCheese without makeup on with your co-hosts, Big E, Intern Heather, and me, Locks of Love Jason. And now your host, Blake Grinnett!
Oh, hello everyone, welcome to episode 199 of A Burns and IP. I am your host, the podcasting god. I have a large amount of excitement as we are on 199. I want to say 200 and have it legitimately be 200. I'm excited.
This comes out on a Friday, and then the next day after that, we're recording
yes,
live.
It's tomorrow. 200. It's tomorrow. Ooh, yes. I'm so excited.
I'm stoked.
200.
I'm pumped.
What are you wearing?
8 years.
I have no idea. You can't ask me that so far in advance.
Do we need to talk? It's tomorrow.
You can't ask me so far advanced still. It's going to take hours.
All right. First, our co-host has 99 problems, and writing a joke for the show is all of them. Let's welcome to the show, Locks of Love, Jason.
I'm not a good writer. I've got a lot of work to do.
If you're having word problems, I feel bad for you, son.
Oh, thank you.
You actually do write good jokes.
You write great jokes.
You're my Rick Rubin to my Jay-Z.
Right, I can't just let you be okay with it. I want you to push yourself to the next level.
Thank you.
My next co-host is nothing but on point. She always brings a smile, a bottle of wine, and tons of laughs. She is the one and only intern Heather.
I do. I got a bottle of wine.
She's always early.
There we go. I'm sorry.
Always early.
The crowd was delayed.
Aw.
I have big fat thumbs.
They were too busy smiling. They were like, smile first.
Smile, then
cheer
clap.
Laughter, exactly.
Behind the beard, Blackhawk's hat, and glasses lies the mind of a madman. And we here at IBWIP use that internal madness to help protect us from hundreds of screaming fans, ex-wives, and wild animals who are protesting outside of IBWIP News Studios. Give it up for Big E.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. I keep them safe.
I appreciate you keeping the ex-wives away. Go ahead and let three of the screaming fans in. And if there's any cute wild animals, go ahead and let them in.
Okay. Unless they're protesting, then tell them, back the fuck back.
Get out of
hey,
here.
Hey, squirrel, back the fuck up.
Squirrel, take your sign and get the fuck out.
Okay, so it's late at night, and I'm shaking in protest here. The first thing I want to talk about this evening is superheroes.
Yeah, love them.
Superhero movies.
Love them.
Superhero movies.
Superhero cartoons.
All right. I love that. Mm.
Superhero toys inside of a Happy Meal.
All the time.
Superhero plastic dolls.
Yeah. Always.
I'm seeing a theme here.
I fucking hate them. I am so tired of them. But first, I'm going to drink this Marvel's Punisher
energy drink.
Is that going to keep you up all night?
It's going to keep him punished.
I got to get this show edited and ready before tomorrow.
That's true.
No, a week and a half ago, I guess a week and a half ago when we were recording this, but a while back, Eli was sick for quite a long time, and he was in the hospital and in and out of the hospital and everything. Heather didn't care; she was in New York.
Is that Punisher energy drink the only thing that made Eli feel better?
No,
drink this; you'll feel great, kid.
You know, so I don't have a job. I stayed home with him quite a bit. You know, while he was sick. One day, I turned on, I'm saying, okay, the kid's sick, he don't feel good, let's turn on Netflix. We want to watch. We want to watch the Avengers cartoon series. Okay.
Yeah.
So, start off episode one, season one, episode one. By the time his mother came home, we were on season one, episode 15.
Yes.
And I was just like, oh, I can't take any more of this. Because like 3 days before, we watched the Avengers movie and then Captain America movie that we've seen. And then when he was in the hospital, his uncle brought him the brand new Avengers movie, which I didn't know. You know, I don't know how that happened. It was amazing.
Yeah. This guy's got strings.
You know, I step on Captain America figures. I have Iron Man figure Legos I step on. I am tired of the cartoons. I'm tired of the movies. Okay, Batman Returns, Batman, Dark Batman, African American
Batman,
racist Batman,
Return of the Batman,
gay Batman, Dark Knight,
I am Batman,
Batless Man.
Here's an idea. Okay, it was like their comic books. They're really great. Hey, you want to put out one or two movies? It's a long story, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But not every year do you have to put out three movies that have to do with two different characters.
And series is on NBC and Fox.
Yes. I don't care I don't care about The Flash's life. To be honest with you, Deadpool seems to be the only interesting motherfucker.
Flash can run really fast, Did you take that into consideration?
I'm almost tired of watching Big Bang Theory. That's how tired of superheroes I am.
But Deadpool is funny, like Jason. Are you Deadpool?
Yeah. Yeah.
This is horrific.
Why are you drinking energy drinks anyway? That's awful.
Especially supporting the superhero syndicate that you're so against. Or at least the continuation of that.
I bought it before I got mad about it.
Okay.
Heather.
After the 15 episodes.
I mean, everybody likes the superhero.
I don't like superhero movies.
You don't? Okay, thank you. Because I'm going to give you my first reason why, and then you can give me one.
All right.
Okay? They have these huge scenes where they fight, and they just tear up the whole fucking
town.
Yes.
And who's
paying for that?
And then, you know, at the end of it, they beat him, and the mayor walks up. Way to go, buddy. Thank you very much. And you know what? Oh, okay. Thousands of people would have died.
Yeah.
Sorry, that building collapsed.
Yeah. I'm sure you didn't get everybody evacuated.
Yeah, and I'm
didn't
sure.
Didn't you see the World Trade Center?
Yeah, exactly. Smash. Yeah, exactly. On 9/11, two buildings came down, and forever and a day, we're memorializing that because it should be, because thousands and thousands of people died, and a bunch of people tried to save their lives died. This has a big fucking... Things coming, you know, this big, huge thing comes out of the sky, this big metal snake, and just bangs into sides. The Hulk takes somebody and just takes a whole ship and just throws it up against a building.
Sure.
No big fucking deal.
The superhero movie, or Superman, he, like, knocks down an entire skyscraper.
Yeah. Like, okay, there had to have been one guy in there taking a piss.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I feel
somebody
you on
didn't
that.
Get the memo.
And I always find they try and create this weird love relationship.
Yep.
And I'm like, I get it. And I understand, like, they're trying to create inner, like, turmoil within that person. But they have so much stuff going on outside of it. I don't really believe it. But no, I mean, honestly, I just don't find them that interesting. So
Thor is hot. I'm on board with that.
So.
I mean, yeah.
When we were at the emergency room with Eli, there was this this male nurse that walked by. And I was like, that fucking guy looks like Thor. You know, and Eli was so sick, I was like, Eli, look, there's Thor. And he just went, I don't fucking care. Don't fucking care right now. So, Biggie, are you a big fan of superheroes, movies, and just the whole... Because you have a son that's about the same age as Eli.
Yeah, same age. Dylan likes... Teen Titans, and it's
I hate Teen
that's,
Titans.
I'm gonna say,
but that's
I love
not
Teen
superheroes.
They're
it's
stupid.
Comedy.
They're, those are based off of superheroes, like when they were kids or something.
Yes,
but they, you like Teen Titans?
I like Teen Titans.
I don't find it funny at all.
I have a huge crush on the teenage.
I would rather watch Clarence than watch Teen Titans.
I like Clarence too. I like all that stupid mindless shit.
Oh,
what's Clarence? Clarence?
It's another stupid mindless cartoon.
Cartoon about a kid.
For kids.
Okay.
But no, as far as me liking superheroes, no, I was never into comic books, none of that stuff. So
I
enjoy the movies because they keep your attention for the most, because it's mostly action. Like me and Christy and Dylan went and seen that recent Superman movie,
mm-hmm.
where
Man of Steel.
Yeah, the Man of Steel. That was 2 hours of boredom,
and it was all special effects.
Yeah, and like Dylan, it didn't hold Dylan's attention at all.
Yep.
Now, the Avengers, the first Avengers movie, me and her dad and Dylan went and seen it. That, to me, that was a good movie.
The only thing good about the Avengers is that chick. What's her name? She don't have any superpowers, but...
Black Widow?
The one that was in Lucy.
Barry?
She was just on...
Halle Berry?
She was just on Saturday Night Live.
Scarlett
2 weeks
Johansson.
Ago. Scarlett Johansson, yep.
That, I don't care what I don't care if her superpower is cerebral palsy. I'll watch her.
I don't think it's a power.
I'll watch her do anything.
But like this new Age of Ultron, I'm really not interested. If it once it comes out and I can go steal it from the internet, I might watch it.
See, and
Thor, I don't like any of the Thor movies. Those are a snore.
And I like watching ladies. I like watching ladies be up in there, like
right.
And there's just not enough of women just being in the movie. A part of the movie. Like, I get it. Like, they're just like a love interest. But that's not a part of the movie.
My favorite series on TV right now is Gotham.
I've heard good things. I would really like to see it.
It's about Batman. It's about the city and Jim Gordon before... Batman's right? Still a child.
Doesn't the series essentially start when his parents are killed?
Yes, and it does. Batman's a child. He's not Batman, of course. But they got Jim Gordon as the baddest MF-er on the planet.
Right, I haven't seen it, but when you talk about a broadcast network television show like that, you're talking 22 episodes. You're talking a lot of character development. Yeah. You're talking about
all of
origins
them.
Of all these villains and that come to prominence with Batman.
The Riddler. I mean, they've done them all. Riddler. They've done the Riddler, which is Enigma. You guys know that. You got Enigma. You got the Joker shows up in
Penguin.
One. Penguin's big in it.
I've heard good things about
all
it,
of them. Harvey Dent. I mean, the whole everybody's introduced in it.
Yeah.
The actor who does Joker is on one of my favorite TV shows, and he's just brilliant. So. I would believe that, but the premise of just like superheroes and everything like that, I think it is a little played out. I think people are just trying to make money at this point. But...
And that's exactly what they're doing. You look at the numbers from the new Avengers movie, it's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And Marvel's got like all these different phases of their movies, and they got their movies planned out through 2019,
exactly.
2020, and I mean, it's billions of dollars, so no matter what we really think about them, they're going to keep making them, and they're going to keep making money.
I think the funniest meme I've seen on the internet was today. We were sitting at lunch, and my buddy brought it up, and it was the Superman versus Batman movie had been leaked. And all it was it starts out, and it says, it shows all the stuff, you know, the opening credits, Warner, all that bullshit, and then it says, shows a Lego Batman, basically, and it goes, I'm Batman. And then it shows Superman's laser vision, movie's over.
Right.
Superman wins.
Yeah. Well, I am not necessarily sick of superheroes. I don't like the Avengers and stuff, but I really like the Batman movies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I thought
Robert Downey Jr. is awesome. He is so good.
He is good as the Iron Man. He is good at Iron Man.
He is Iron Man now. I heard somebody mention that the other day. Like, he is his whole persona now is he talks like Tony Stark for everything. I mean, now it's like he's just. Totally taken on.
They're fun. They're fun movies.
No, but they're not. They're not fun. That shit can't happen.
It did happen, Blake.
Fantasy can't happen, but there's a whole genre. You can't just knock out a whole genre just because
I will
happen.
Say.
Do you not like Lord of the Rings?
No, that's stupid. That didn't happen. It can't
what
happen.
Do you, what do you like?
I don't like anything.
He wants to watch historical fiction and historical
you like
things
Star
about
Wars?
Hitler.
I like Stormtroopers. That can happen.
That can't happen. Stormtroopers can't happen.
No, I think if one came out every couple years, I could probably watch it and go, hey, you know. But the Captain America one, I'm just like, come on,
it's just too
it's
much.
It's a constant
for you.
Stream, like when it's like after one movie, you're like, oh, here's the next one,
right?
Like I don't even get a cape break.
So I thought it very appropriate.
Taking a cape break.
Cape break. I'm gonna go ahead and steal this from you. Hope you don't mind.
Good.
I thought, hey, it's appropriate. Let's go with this theme of superheroes and how they suck, and we're going to play a little game.
I did enjoy that, the 60s series.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
This is a little ditty we like to call Fact or Crap.
This is one of our longest running games.
Longest running games here. It's one of the only things I do for the show.
You say that for everything you do.
Everything I do.
I do it for Jason.
All right.
Everything he does is only one of the things that he does for the show.
Do one of the things. Okay, so we're going to go with the superhero theme. And I'm going to read facts about superheroes. And you're going to tell me if it's fact or crap.
Okay.
All right, and
they're not even real. They couldn't happen. I don't know how I'm supposed to tell if it's a fact or crap.
Therein lies the conundrum.
I beg to differ because these all have storylines that have been made up from, you know, there are a storyline. So this is either facts within the storyline.
Fact fiction.
And Blake's judgment is absolute, so we must adhere to his knowledge on the subject.
All right.
Apologies, I don't mean to be a smart ass at this point.
No, you're great. All right, we're going to let you go first, Heather.
All right.
Fact or crap? Batman's arch enemy, the Joker, was originally written as a goofy trickster thief. True or false?
His arch nemesis? Is that what you said?
His arch enemy.
His arch enemy.
The Joker was originally written as a goofy trickster thief character.
Fact.
That is false.
False.
He was initially portrayed as a violent sociopath who murdered people for his own amusement.
And murdered his mother.
Who wouldn't?
I hope your mom's not listening. No. I hope she hears every episode.
I love my mom. I was actually nice to her the other day.
But if you're a sociopath, you might murder your mom.
Yeah, that's true. So I'm sorry that you're 0-1.
That's all right.
You seem angry with me now.
Do I?
Are you angry with me now?
No,
you
I'm
seem
not angry.
You seemed agitated with me.
Do I?
Don't panic, all right?
See what I can do.
Great, now she's going to have to win. No.
Coming back from the back.
All right, Big E.
Yes.
I'm sorry, I'm doing 17 things at one time. It's fun. All right, Superman was supposed to be a bald character obsessed with dominating... God damn it. Dominating the world. True or false?
False.
That is true. That's a true statement. The original Batman. Or Superman.
What?
Hey, like these are on the internet. There's no way they're wrong. All right. Speaking of the Punisher, I just had a Punisher energy drink. Jason, the Punisher is a anti-hero who is driven by the death of his parents and used murder, kidnapping, extortion, and torture in his war on crime. True or false?
I love the Punisher. All these superheroes, they're punching him in the gut and stringing him from light posts till the police get there. Punisher says, bullet in the brain. Fact.
That is false. He was driven by the death of his wife and two kids.
Semantics.
What was it that you said?
Driven by the death of his parents.
That one little thing?
Oh.
That's what... It's also has, you know, you write jokes, I write questions that can be construed wrong to get the wrong answer.
I'm going to give myself a point.
I beg to differ.
Jason.
Personal points don't count.
Right.
One plus one.
If personal points counted, we'd all be full of beans. All right, Heather, are you ready for the next one, young lady?
Yes, sir.
I think you're going to get this one
young
right.
Young woman.
The Marvel character Deadpool often breaks the fourth wall, which is used by the writers to humorous effects. True or false?
Yeah, true.
That's a good answer.
Woo!
Finally.
I don't even know who Deadpool is.
We kind of gave that. We kind of gave. We
can't, you guys talked about how he's funny before.
He is funny.
We kind of gave that away.
He used the fourth wall. It sounded right.
Yep, we gave it away.
He's very, who's that guy in Saved by the Bell? Zach,
Galifianakis?
What's his last name?
He's Morris-esque.
There we go.
Zach
yep.
Morris-esque.
He was always breaking fourth wall.
Time out.
All right. Biggie?
Mm-hmm.
Wonder Woman was made out of clay by her mother and was brought to life by the Greek gods. True or false?
Fact.
Good answer. Good job. I thought...
That's a superhero.
I thought it was the Norse gods.
Did you know that or did you just guess?
I just
guessed. I really want to be Wonder Woman for Halloween.
That made sense.
That sounds pretty cool.
That'd be awesome.
They're making a Wonder Woman movie, so that's a very...
Are they?
Are they going forward with it? Because they squashed the series. They were going to do the series with that big, tall...
Gal Gadot. She'll be in the Batman movie. The new Batman Superman movie.
That remember that big tall chick from Friday Night Lights?
No, I never saw
that. No, I didn't watch that. Okay. She was supposed to be Wonder Woman.
Okay. Jason, Mr. Freeze is a villain that appears in Superman 4. True or false?
False.
That is correct.
Yes.
It was in Batman and Robin. Do you know who played for an extra 2 points?
Who played in the movie version of it?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Arnold?
Get to the chopper!
Get to the frozen chopper! Mm-hmm.
All right, Heather, we're sleeking through here. True hardcore fans know the truth about Spider-Man and his origin. New Age followers think that Spider-Man is an orphan, or was orphaned at a young age, but the truth is his parents were members of the CIA, and they left him with his uncle and aunt to protect him as they were deep undercover. Was he an orphan, or did his parents were in the CIA?
Uh-oh. Really take your time on this. The stakes
He was an orphan. Fact. I mean, I don't know which one it is, but he was an orphan. Crap, I believe that means. Because you just don't... Yeah, crap. 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 Crap.
No, it's true.
Crap.
It's true. His parents were CIA agents, and they left him with his aunt and his uncle.
Oh. shit.
That's all right. I still think you're... I think you're...
For bonus points, Heather, who played Mr. Freeze in the Batman movie?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Cough, cough, Arnold Schwarzenegger, is that...
1 point for
what
you.
What happened? Did something go down the wrong pipe?
No,
cup,
I've been sick all weekend.
That cup is bothering me. Yeah. It is on the edge of the table.
I know, I moved it once.
I keep putting it on the edge of the table. I should.
She's been living on the edge.
All right. Heather has 2 points. Heather has 2 points. Jason has 2 points. Scott has one, yet he got the hardest one right. Mm-hmm. The first openly gay superhero was Zan from the Wonder Twins. True or false?
False.
That's correct. But for one bonus point, can you name who the first openly gay superhero was? Actually, I'll give you 5,000 points if you can.
Openly gay superhero. Wonder Woman.
You're wrong. No, it was North Star, who was a member of the X-Men.
Alpha Flight?
The X-Men.
No, he wasn't a member of Alpha Flight?
I think he also was on Alpha Flight as well.
The Canadian superhero team?
There are so much more about superheroes that I had no idea existed.
Okay, currently 2-2-2. We've went through how many questions each? 2, 4, 6.
And we all missed one, right?
We've all missed one. We've all got.
Okay, so I think we can go. We can go with each. I think you should each have one left, right?
Right.
Well, I haven't gone. I haven't had a second.
Yeah,
question.
He hasn't had his.
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay. Well, then maybe I'm out of questions. Daredevil, aka Matt Murdock, is a superhero that is deaf. True or false?
That is false.
Do you know what's wrong with him?
Yeah, because I just watched the whole Netflix series about him.
What is it? What's wrong with him?
He had chemicals all up in his grill, and he was blinded. All
right, very good.
What?
2 points
that's
for that.
That's pretty cool. Is it Ben Affleck that plays him?
Affleck.
In like the 2003 movie, but this is a guy named Charlie Cox.
Ooh, hey.
Cox,
hey.
Like another word for penis. It's basically, his name is Charles Penis.
Oh, I gotcha.
And it's on Netflix.
Cool.
For some reason.
Charles Penis. I don't know if I said that.
You did.
Charles penis.
Sorry.
Charles is in charge
Charles
of his
wrong.
Penis.
For some reason, I only have one more question.
Well, is there a tie? And there's a tiebreaker?
No, because you're ahead now.
Well, because I was given multiple points.
So what's the scores?
You have 4.
Okay.
Heather has 2, and Big E has 2. Okay, so this question, I'm gonna Heather, you and Scott may talk this over to get the correct answer.
Okay.
And if you both get the correct answer. We'll do a speed round. Okay?
We'll do speed in a round.
So after we talk to each other, if we both come up with the same answer after talking, we
have to... No, you have to come to a consensus. This is America.
Okay.
Let's do it, man.
Wonder Twin Powers, activate.
Wada! I call Zan.
Form of bucket of water.
Yeah. I did like the Teen Titan episode where they hired the girl, not the... And they had to hire the boy, and he was a receptionist. That's the only one. Okay. In 2009, Amazing Spider-Man comic was... I'm sorry. In the 2009 Amazing Spider-Man comic has Spidey meeting President Barack Obama, and they even had a fist pump. True or false? Talk amongst yourselves.
They had a fist pump or a fist bump?
It was a fist bump.
Okay. I don't know. I think they might have.
I don't read the comic, but
I think
I...
Barack Obama.
We just had a fist bump.
I think I heard it somewhere, though.
For the sake of solidarity,
yeah,
let's do it.
Let's go fact.
Fact? That is correct.
Boom!
Yeah.
Boom!
Okay, what? Now...
Nailed it.
I'm going to need your help, Jason. You obviously lost.
What?
So these two are...
You never win, Jason.
These two are going to have a speed round, okay?
How could I help?
I need you to keep score for the speed round. I'm going to go very, very fast.
You got it.
Okay. Now, you are to tell me the superhero.
Okay.
You're the first person to blurt it out.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Met Barack Obama.
Spider-Man.
You got that?
Got it.
That's how we're doing this.
Keep going.
Was blind.
Daredevil.
No, son of a bitch.
Was gay.
North Star.
Was an anti-hero.
Punisher.
Was a violent sociopath.
Joker.
Oh, good job.
He was cold.
Miss Freeze.
Oh.
Was a woman.
Wonder Woman.
I got it.
Who had it?
I don't know.
You just said it. He was like, I got it.
We both got it. All right.
Minus the Wonder Woman one, you guys are tied at three. Do you have one more?
Yeah, one more.
We'll do one more. This will be the last one.
Bald.
A Superman.
Wow. There's
your winner.
He's not bald.
Yeah, he was.
What?
Originally, he was.
Oh, wow.
Because that was one of the questions. Superman was supposed to be a bald character obsessed with dominating the world.
There's your winner right there.
Winner.
Chicken dinner.
Chicken dinner. Good job.
Now we're going to hear a little song called Black Train by Crossroads Exchange.
They say that youth is spent trying to attain wealth, and wealth is spent trying to attain youth. And looks like I'll be young forever.
It's pretty funny. Bury my body, but my soul flies on. Black train coming for to carry me home. Black train is a coming for to carry me home. Thanks, Crossroads Exchange. So some people out there think that contacting the show is difficult and takes 4 to 5 hours, but this couldn't be further from the truth. Quite the opposite, in fact. It's simple and takes almost no time at all. Drop us a line at Facebook, on Twitter, Instagram, or Vine, or directly to IBWIP.com. You can leave comments directly on the episode that you listen to, the one that's your favorite, and let all your friends know. And don't forget to subscribe to the show on iTunes and leave us a rating. We love those ratings. Hopefully it's a 5-star, but you know, we'll take a 1-star too.
We'll only take
5 stars is what I meant. And then take a look at our ugly...
If you go 1-star, somebody's contacting you. That did happen.
If somebody gives us a 1-star, then we got to get 6 other people to give us 5s just so we can get a 3.
Let's get out of the hole. That's right. Jeez. The math just does not add up.
No.
I shouldn't have said that we would take a 1. I regret it.
I regret a lot of things.
All right, then take a look at our ugly mugs on YouTube. Subscribe to us there on PiaVision. We've got all your sweet vape reviews, and then you get to see my hair. I think the minicam picks it up very nicely. I got a nice sheen going.
Yes.
We love hearing from you and interacting with all of our listeners, so please reach out. You'll be glad that you did.
One of the things that folks can do, you can go back on promo videos, and you can watch Jason's hair grow.
The evolution of his hair.
Ah, because the locks of love as they grow.
I went back the other day and I was like, who is that fucking guy? I was like, oh shit, that's Jason. He had a neck at one time.
Not that you don't do enough editing, but you should edit the evolution of his fucking hair one day.
Let's have that be our entire live show. We just sit down and we're sitting in the audience and we're just facing a screen where we just watch my hair grow.
Yeah.
And Blake probably doesn't enjoy you as much now because he doesn't see as much of your neck.
Right, yeah.
He's a neck man.
Hey, folks. CraftVapory.com is crazy enough to sponsor us. And they are willing to give you 10% off e-commerce and 20% off your first month subscription just by punching in IBWIP as your promo code. I don't know how else I can make this stress this enough.
What do you want from them?
I just want them to use promo code IBWIP. That's all I want.
Simple as that.
IBWIP. We just want to save you money.
Yes. I don't get that 20% kickback. I don't get the 10% kickback. I don't get anything except once a month they send me a box and to test it out and to keep up with it and to be able to tell you folks. Personalized service, the best customer service you can ask for in a monthly subscription. You get a lot of bang for your buck. For 19 bucks a month, they're going to send you three or four bottles of juice. You can't go to the back alley downtown Harlem with a crack pipe and $1,000 bill and get that kind of deal.
Nope.
It's not going
to
happen.
This show
Unless you're
is
trying
for
to
free.
Buy shirts.
This show's free and you save money.
Jesus Christ. I it's irritating me, people. Do it.
20%.
Just think about 20% of your life. If you were 100, okay, that's 20 years of your life you're saving.
Think about it.
There's always bunker rash and smoking grass that tastes the last night on your breath. There's always coffee stains, cocaine, the stale smell of smoke from cigarettes. You drive windy roads and heavy loads and ups and downs in between. That's what you get when you live life behind the wheel. Start every morning with my coffee, one splash of sugar, one splash of cream. When I'm done driving all day, you better pour some Jack, Jameson, or Maine. I got friends in every town that'll raise them up and drink them down. That's what you get when you live life behind the wheel. Living life, living life, living life behind the wheel. Some days you're living up on top until that motor engine stops. That's what you get when you live life behind the wheel. Mm-hmm.
days will drag you right through the mud. That's what you get when you live life behind the wheel. That's what you get when you live life behind the wheel. That's what you get.
Wow, that was great. That was Life Behind the Wheel by Lauren Walker Madsen.
You know, life behind the wheel is a struggle. Every day, I'm behind the wheel of life. And every day, I think to myself, I wish I wasn't having to drive behind the wheel. I wish I wasn't behind the wheel. I wish I had a different means of transportation to where it was taken care of for me. That's a
from the Great Salt Lake,
yeah.
The California's golden shore, Colorado and Nevada, through the desert's burning door, while she's circling through the canyons. Can't you see that mountain stream? It's the California Zephyr, the Union Pacific.
I, first of all, that's the real fucking Hank Williams right there. That's
straight,
the man.
Straight up.
And he's talking about the California Zephyr, which was an airplane.
Mm.
No, it wasn't an airplane.
It was a train.
Oh.
It was a train.
Chug.
Which reminds me, it's time to do What's Up in East Smoke. No more. Are we going to use that crappy
no
song?
No more.
Savage High VG said, hey, I got some new juice for you guys.
New juice.
And I said, what? How can you just have new juice? You guys have a wonderful line of high VG fucking high octane awesome juices.
Juices.
High octave.
So I said, well, send it our way. We're taping Monday. I need it a couple days before. I got it in the mail today.
Got it today.
And it was a big old box. Mm-hmm. I didn't know what to expect. It was a heavy box. I said, is there a
what's
dead box?
What's in the box, yeah.
What's in the box?
What's in the box?
I was like, maybe it's one of their girlfriend's
what's
heads.
What's in the box?
And they're just trying to get rid of it by using me.
It's a really unreliable method. They shouldn't have chosen that way. They've already contacted you, but...
Because there's a email string, so that's why?
Exactly, yeah. They've got all sorts of paper trail. And they sent it to you with their return address, I'm assuming.
Oh, yeah, it did have
poor
a return
choice.
Do you think they're decapitating
return
a lot of people over there, Savage?
They're gentlemen.
I mean, it's just Savage.
All
so
right.
At least they do it gentlemen in a gentleman way.
Yeah, they just one whack instead of just like chomping at it. Like
exactly.
Tree, trunk.
And then they make some sort of pact in which they're all drinking brandy and they decide not to tell anyone. And I'm assuming
a
that's what gentlemen would do.
A brandy
oh, that's the biggest
I like
gentleman
that.
Thing
write
you could
that
do.
Down.
Brandy.
Well, folks, I have Big E with me. And when I have Big E with me, I vape.
Yes.
I do vape reviews, and our friends at SavageVG.com sent us their new line. Let's hear it. You're aiming it the wrong way.
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
That way.
Up. Hey. Mm-hmm. Boy, that's really good. All right, so here is the new line, if I'm not mistaken. Where are my bottles at here?
Yeah, he's right there.
Yo, where my bottles at?
Yo, where my hood at? All right. The Zephyr is a cereal berry crunch, a true gentleman's vape. And then the Express is a fruity cereal crunch.
True gentlemen eat cereal.
True gentlemen, naked. Now,
no, they're not savages.
Out of large porcelain basins.
Large?
Large porcelain basins.
All right, so we've done Savage VG, High VG, and you can check that out on our YouTube page. But you got here, Big E. I threw these at you. Talk to me a little bit about
that. First, let's talk about the Express. The Express is a fruit cereal crunch. Do you got the flavor profile?
That is the flavor profile.
Yeah, well, it's a fruit cereal crunch, and it is delicious.
So it tastes like Captain Crunch?
Tastes like Captain Crunch, yes.
With berries.
With berries. Now, this is really good. These are awesome.
I love all this verbiage that has entered the lexicon here. Flavor profile. What is it? Cloud production?
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So it tastes...
Decapitation. All the main things you need to know.
It's good. It tastes
definitely.
Like it tastes like a really... It tastes like Captain Crunch.
Now, and here's my thing is, okay, Savage, you guys already have an awesome branding, awesome line. Why would you? Why would you go about
don't mess with perfection?
Don't. Why go out of your way to make more?
It ain't broke.
Perfection is perfected, right here.
Really?
Yeah. It's
now you're more of the you've vaped a lot of cereal flavors.
Yes.
How do these compare in regards to some of the other ones? You don't have to name the other
ones. It's right up there with all the other ones. Right now, the Zephyr is a cereal berry crunch. This tastes like Trix. The cereal Trix.
But some would say though that would only be for kids though.
Trix are for kids, but
that's why they made this. Yes. So we can vape.
Gotcha.
Adult Trix.
Yeah, it's really
those
good.
Are called hookers.
There's no milk, so I don't taste any milk. It's basically the dry cereal, but this is really good.
I like these. When you're vaping something that is high VG, there's 100 of them that they taste. You can taste that excessive amount of VG. You can't do that on this.
No.
What is your favorite cereal as a child, Jason?
I love Peanut Butter Crunch.
Mm. So good.
Oh, that'd be a good vape.
As an adult, I love Quaker Oat Squares.
Would be a good vape.
And what's Cracklin' Oat Bran?
Not a good vape.
Oh, but so good for you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I am extremely regular as part of an intake of that as a child.
Now, a lot of you guys will know, you can remember the Savage VG, the Savage Girls Instagram. Remember how hot they were?
Oh, yeah.
I think I'm going to try out. I think I'm going to...
Try
gonna,
what out?
To be a member of... you're going to be a Savage Girl.
You're going
to
be a Savage Girl?
Yeah. You on Instagram, you know, they take sexy pictures of them with, you know, doing Savage.
And do a tuck job?
Hold on. What is Savage? Is the liquid?
Is the company.
E-liquid? Okay.
Is the company.
I thought we were like...
No.
Savage Girls! Wild women! Murdering animals! climbing up trees! I don't know.
Climbing up trees.
I just assume that's what Savage women do.
You wouldn't be wrong.
So, I think I'm going to do a half-nude photo shoot.
Well, hold on a second. What makes you think you can do that? Who do you think you are?
He's Blake
clearly.
Fucking Clayton.
Okay, well, good. I hope you make it.
You don't think that would be... Oh, thank you.
Make it a little classy.
No, not classy. There's nothing about me that's classy.
I know, but if you're going to be a Savage Girl...
Which is ironic because
I have no
this
idea.
Is the gentleman's, you know, the gentleman's vape, and I'm as far away from a gentleman as possible. Now, when, so it's AM Junction is the new line. They have a new name for it, so it's AM Junction. Right now, savagevg.com is where you got to go. You know, they don't have their own website for it because that's, you know, made
it's
by the same
company.
It's
too confusing. Just go to one place,
just
get
go
it
to
all.
One place, get
oh, yeah.
everything.
Same company, definitely. It's like a new line.
Definitely. I think we should have a line of vape juice.
Yes. I was thinking the same thing.
I think the guys at Savage should give me a call.
Yeah.
Use the special email address and phone number because I don't want them to get traced back to me when they find out that they're cutting off people's heads.
Heather, what
that
flavor
good
would
idea.
You like?
What flavor would
yeah,
I
if
like
you,
if we
if
had
if we're
a...
Gonna,
if, ooh, the Heather. Create, the Heather. As
yeah.
We call
if,
the Heather.
Okay.
The intern.
Yeah. So
or the intern, yeah.
Okay, so... We love these new line. This new line, AM Junction by it's the Zephyr and the Express. Okay, cereal, Trix, strawberry, Crunchberry, right?
Crunchberry. Yeah.
Now, what I like about doing them is that I don't have to eat Crunchberries. I don't have to get the shards of glass scraping the top of my mouth,
cutting the fuck out of you.
Just five drips in a dark horse, and I'm good to go.
Mm-hmm.
But I think this is where we should say, hey, Savage, VG.com.
Take on just one more line.
Take on one more line. You guys put up all the money. You guys
all of it.
Do all the work.
You guys do all the work. All we're going to give you the idea. Mm-hmm. So you do. We're just going to sit around here, think it up, and then you guys are going to do all the legwork.
We'll take 10 points off the back end.
What does that mean?
Like we'll have a 10% code. That they can get 10% off their
first. So what flavor would the intern be?
The intern.
The intern? I think I would probably be a little, I like lemon. Do they have like a lemon? I think I'm a little
You can do whatever
this is what your view wants.
Well, yeah, whatever I want.
Savage, Savage said that they would
lemon
put...
A lemon Moscato.
Blueberry. Ooh, yeah, like
a lemon Moscato. Savage...
That does sound awesome.
I don't have confirmation, but I think Savage is willing to invest at least $13,000 on our line.
That's very reasonable.
I think a lemon Moscato or like a lemon blueberry Moscato. That sounds really awesome.
Okay. Yeah. It's called The Intern.
The Intern. The I like Intern. It.
All right. Biggie,
real classic.
If somebody put the stamp the label and said Biggie on a juice, what would your juice be? That
my juice would be berries, like just fruits, just mixed together, like blue, like raspberries and blueberries.
So Biggie stands for berries.
Yeah,
big mixed berries.
Yeah.
All right.
You can't do the beard thing with the obvious because it's already been done, but.
So the Biggie is just big berry flavor.
Big with a custard. With a custard
cut.
In there.
Custard
big bear
cut.
E. Yeah.
Nice.
Big berry.
Right.
Big nice. E at the end. Yeah.
Hopefully Savage is taking notes
and
here.
And I'm a big bear of a man, so like ooh. Maybe a bear.
Oh, my goodness.
Excuse me. Excuse me, sir. That's not very gentlemanly like. Because I'm a bear of a man.
I'm a bear of a man.
Jason?
Yeah.
Bears eat blood.
It would say Locks of Love. What would your flavor be on the bottle of Lux of Love?
It sounds pretty racially charged, but probably a snickerdoodle. No, not a snickerdoodle. Scotcheroo. That's what I like.
A scotcheroo? What's that?
It's a cookie. Yeah.
No, a snickerdoodle is a cookie. A scotcheroo are those extremely dense Rice Krispie treats that have like the peanut butter in them and the thick layer of chocolate.
Oh, so good.
I've often thought about just killing a random family and then going to death row and that having be my entire last meal is just a scotch roll.
Oh, God. You get them.
That's a lot of work.
They got them at Casey's. They're so delicious.
Well, I would probably never buy one from a gas station.
It's good, though. I don't care.
But I would vape one.
Yeah, that sounds savage.
Especially
delicious.
If it was your flavor.
God,
would it be called? The LOL?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, LOL.
LOL. Locks of Love.
Halal.
Halal. Blake?
What are you
doing?
Hit us with that shit.
The podcasting god.
God, yes.
God vape.
POG.
No. POG. I like POG. I would say a pomegranate.
I'm with you so far. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it coming.
Green apple.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
You're rounding second base.
With a graham cracker exhale.
Perfect. Take it home. You got one more. Take it home.
No.
That's it.
No, you can't you can't mess with on the exhale. Little graham.
Pomegranate,
cracker.
Green apple, graham cracker.
Mm-hmm. Exhale.
It's called the POG.
What does that stand for?
Passing OG. The podcasting OG.
What does that stand for? POG?
Oh, it should just be PG.
PG.
PG, are you with me?
I'm with you.
Holler if you hear me.
Holler if you
so call it amen. Just call it amen.
Amen.
Call it amen.
Just call it amen.
The amen?
Yep, the amen.
Right.
But instead of A-M-E-N, it'll be A-M-A-N.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
Straight up. Amen.
I got the worst name of all
a man.
You guys.
No,
you guys had cool names. Mine's dumb.
Mine's Big
just
E.
The
or
God Vape.
Mine's just Big E with a bear, a big bear on it.
The God Vape?
The God Vape?
God Vape? They have a God Mod.
Yeah.
God Vape. Let's call it God Vape.
Or just the G-O-D.
I don't care.
The goddamn vape.
We'll figure this out.
But SavageVG.com. That's where you're going to go to get their line at the AM Junction. Choo-choo, chugga-chugga.
Does anyone have a bacon flavor? Because that sounds kind of great.
I don't know, but I've heard of the bacon-flavored cotton.
Cotton?
Yeah.
Like clothing cotton?
No, the cotton in these. I want to give a big shout out to SavageVG.com. Those guys are awesome to us, and I believe we'll be hearing more from them very, very soon. If that means anything to you guys.
Well, now we're going to hear from a very special guest. A local vigilante has come into our studio, and we'll be speaking with him. His name is Skin Shadow.
Skin Shadow, welcome
Skin
to the show.
Shadow.
Thanks for having me on the show. I appreciate it.
Oh, well, you're quite welcome for being here.
Mm. How's everyone doing in the studio tonight?
It's good. We're kind of rushed here, and I'm edgy. We got the 200th episode coming up, but more importantly, how are you? I mean, what is Skin Shadow?
Skin Shadow is a symbol of hope for the night. I watch over Central Illinois, most specifically Pekin, Illinois, to make sure that everyone stays safe.
Oh, how do you do that?
I travel throughout the night in my very specialized armor, running through the streets, making sure that everyone is safe and sound.
Running?
I am.
You run in armor?
I run. Well, the armor is it's essentially just a ski mask and a cape and some high tops.
Okay. We don't mean to laugh. Sorry.
No, it's. I mean, you have to laugh when you can.
So, I mean, are you doing this? You're not. I mean, what about the? I mean, we do have police in Pekin.
Yeah,
we have a police.
You have an excellent police force here in Pekin.
Do you work with them, or what? How does that work?
They don't really want to work with me. Essentially, what I'm doing is breaking the law, but someone needs to step up to these criminals and make them pay for their wrongs. And that man is a Skin Shadow.
Oh, damn! What do you do to make them pay for their wrongs?
Well, there's been a lot of crimes I've helped solve over the years. I'd like to talk a couple about them, if you don't mind, right
sure,
now.
Sure. No, you've helped the police.
I think I have. They may tell a different story, but
it's interference.
You've lived in Pekin for a long time, Blake, right?
Unfortunately, yes.
Unfortunately. You know what? In a few years from now, we're going to turn that around. You'll be happy to live in here.
Oh, because you're...
We are turning this city around.
Because if you remember correctly, a couple years ago, we had our drive shaft stolen from our car right on the outside our front door. You remember
what?
That, right?
I remember that there was someone going around the city taking drive shafts. It was really that crime. And, I can't reveal who I am beyond the Skin Shadow, but someone stole my drive shaft, and that was really the last straw. And I said, you know what? Someone needs to take a stand against these shaft stealers. I said, get your hands off my goddamn shaft. So I stripped down, and realizing I had no real armor, I left the house completely nude with a cape on my back and a ski mask about my face.
Oh, so that's all you have on? You don't have shoes?
I am the Skin Shadow. I am a white lightning of flesh through the night.
Oh, my goodness. I thought maybe that was just like...
No, it's not.
A euphemism.
Yeah.
When you look at superheroes, and I'm not going to call myself a superhero, so that would imply you have some sort of power beyond what human abilities can contain. But if you look at heroes throughout history, Batman, he looks like a bat, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Flash, he's named that because he's super fast. Me, I'm naked. So I call myself the Skin Shadow because I operate in the night.
Is your cape large enough to kind of like wrap around yourself in winter months?
Or barely. In the winter months, I will say I wear briefs. Insulated briefs. But I can't lose the flesh. I have to expose my flesh in order to remain the Skin Shadow. But there are other names that I've gone through throughout the years, too. I've also been the Masked Flesh. I was also the Dark Donger. There was a short time in the early noughts that I was the nude dude.
You should have kept that name.
I spent time as the bare naked brawler, the night nude.
Are you sure you weren't a wrestler in a gay alliance? Of...
I did participate in an event recently called the Mamata Extreme.
I knew it!
Oh, we had another gentleman.
But that is neither here nor there. Actually, that helped pay for my trip to Hawaii with my family. I've also been known as the Skin Patroller. Abnormal Mole Man. I had a cancer scare in my back. Midnight Exposure. Bare Naked Braveheart. Buck Naked Buster.
Wow, you've gone through so many names.
Damn.
How long have you done
this? How long have you been...
I've been doing this for 8 months. And there was a week that I was known as the Disrobe Dissident.
Can I ask why in 8 months you've had so many names? I mean, I don't understand.
Well... Each time I get arrested for what the police call interfering or taking the law into my own hands, I am forced to change identities.
Oh, I understand. But yet still be naked.
But always naked.
It's an identity you can never take off.
I was also known as the No Clothes Knight, the In the Buff Brawler, and finally, most recently, the Vigilante Without Vigil Panties.
Wow. So you said you've been arrested a few times, and I'm kind of concerned about that, because I mean, as a superhero or a vigilante, you should be helping solve crimes, not being part of the crimes.
Yeah, well, assisting.
I'm not a part of the crime, but the police will say that I'm interfering with their business, and then ultimately that becomes a crime in itself. But I tend to disagree. You said you've lived in Pekin for a long time. Heather, you're not from the area, so you can attest to the vulgarity that is the Pekin streets.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
But Biggie, how long have you been in the area?
20 years.
20 years. Well, I'm sure both of you, Biggie and Blake, will remember all the graffiti that happened a few years ago.
Oh, yeah. That was, God. I mean, there was...
Oh, people's garages.
Oh, and there was a lot of, like, protests at the police station because, you know, people wanted answers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they were spray painting penises and eyeballs. It was really weird.
Mm-hmm. It was bizarre. So I said enough of this. I would see new graffiti pop up all over town every day, and I had to take the law into my own hands. So I thought, what is the best way to catch a criminal? It's to get inside their mind.
To be a criminal.
I have to become the criminal. So I fought fire with fire, and I wrote in graffiti right back to the criminal in the same locations they defaced.
What? No, you didn't. Did you really?
I did. I had to communicate with them. I wrote in their style right back to them. And as the criminals always return to the crime scene, I converse with them until the police were able to pick up the perp.
The perp.
That's right.
So they picked up the perp, and you're there, too.
So you're
naked.
You're the perp as well.
Well, I wasn't there when they caught him, but the police ended up catching them by putting up surveillance points around the city, essentially. It's pretty boring and standard stuff, but by the book, no less. Some say I did more damage than help, as I essentially only added to the existing graffiti, but...
you must have been the eyeballs. Like, they did the penises and the eyeballs that we saw were
like, I see you.
You have to talk to them in their own language. Yeah. Right. And once you can get a dialogue...
I see what you've done there.
You can... thank you. I'd like to introduce you to Police Chief Greg Nelson.
What?
Well, he can explain to him that I'm actually helping.
Oh, yeah.
But, if I only had two or three more months to work with those criminals, I know I would have cracked the case. I ended up paying a small fine.
2 or 3 months? I mean, like Batman and stuff, they like solve problems like with an hour and a half.
Batman, you're talking about a film. Right? This is real life. I'm a real person.
Okay, all right.
I'm hitting those streets. You know, if Bruce Wayne was walking up and down Market Street, maybe we would have less graffiti, but I'm not him.
How many schools do you have in this town? Like, how many, like, do you have to walk around certain areas because you're obviously naked?
Mm-hmm.
So do you have to watch out for the school areas?
There's essentially, like, a school on every other block in this town.
No, I do have a GPS unit that I keep in my briefs during the winter months and in the back of my ski mask.
Go out in the daytime?
No,
you don't have to worry about schools.
Well, there have been instances where drunkards will have just pissed on the street and it'll be near or on school property and they're now sex offenders. I don't want to fall under that. So I do have to kind of circumnavigate or give the schools or playgrounds.
Now Batman has the bat signal.
That's true.
Do you have a signal?
I do have a signal. That signal's called the skin signal. It's a high-powered spotlight that I purchased from a local casino, and I fixed it with a special cover that shines my signal into the night when I'm needed.
What's the signal
The skin signal is to shine the image of a fist to local criminals, but some say it's not being used because it possibly resembles a penis and a shaft head. But I gave this to the Pekin Police Chief, Greg Nelson, but he has yet to use it. As a matter of fact, I was driving downtown to the courthouse to pay off one of my many vigilante-related fines when I noticed the skin signal overturned near the dumpster outside the police station.
You spent a lot of money on that.
I did. I had to outbid people to win that from the casino.
So, besides the great graffiti Gatsby situation, is there any other, like...
There are some other crimes, that helped solve. You might remember this, too. There was a string of muggings of old women in their purses. Do you guys remember this?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of old elderly ladies walking home late at night from bingo and having their purses snatched. Well, for this one, I knew I had to have the thief come to me. So I put on a long blonde wig, some red lipstick, fake nails, and high heels, and walked the streets of this fair town with my oversized D&G knockoff handbag.
You got picked up for prostitution, didn't you?
I feel like you work closely with the police station.
I think Big E, Big E is three steps ahead. You are three steps behind. That is not a very good vigilante. He is way far ahead of you.
That's true.
I was the arresting officer that night.
Before that person was ultimately picked up, yes, I was. They thought I was a prostitute, and I wasn't officially arrested, but I was reprimanded on several occasions. And yes, I was naked. I was in my normal outfit, yeah. Except I was in the makeup and what have you.
You said several occasions you were reprimanded. So this happened more than once?
Well, I hit the streets for a few weeks trying to pick up this perp. But yeah.
He wasn't interested in you.
Well, I don't know. I think it worked like a charm.
Really?
The mugger must have hit me in the back of the head. As the last thing I remember was walking down the street, adjusting my heels, and then I woke up in a puddle, face down on the sidewalk, my makeup in ruins.
Oh, that's a problem because it probably took you like 20 minutes to do.
It wasn't easy. I'd never done it before.
It
was a period in college, but
a lot of superheroes, a lot of crime fighters, they have like. Utility belts. They have all kinds of like.
I have my wit and my cunning.
Okay. Works for me.
But let me tell you real quick, too. The police caught the guy who was the mugger. They finally did catch him when he missed some child support payments and court dates. And then some ladies pointed him out in a lineup or something. I don't know. But here's the kicker. One of my fake nails must have clawed his calf because when I was falling to the ground and they matched it with his DNA, but it was ultimately unusable in court. But either way, he was caught.
So you roundabout helped.
And I paid a small fine.
Yeah, small fine.
Seems like a lot of your stories end with that.
Well, I mean, small fines. Again,
it's a small price to pay, right?
It literally is a small price that I have to pay. Thank you very much.
Right, round estimate of small prices to pay.
That's right, a handful. I mean, it adds up over time. Don't get me wrong. I lost my Buick. If you guys had to guess what the most prolific crimes are here in Pekin, Illinois, what would you say it is?
Speeding.
No, that's not bad though.
I know. Pet theft.
You would think pet theft. That's number two. Actually, meth.
Yeah, I was close. I was close. I was one letter off.
Sure, it's meth still? I think heroin's taking that one.
Well, no, yes, well, meth watch sign meth. Well, at the time that I helped solve this crime, it was methamphetamine. But you're right, Blake. Those two are... Pet theft is closely related. They use a lot of household items to make meth, and sometimes they use household pets to make meth.
They use the pets... Well, I heard that they use the pets to transport. Like, they would put, like, a vial under the collar of a wayward dog, and they trained it to go to, like, you know, down the
like
block.
Like a homing pigeon?
Kind of, but for a dog. And
meth
then,
pigeons.
Yeah, and then...
meth pigeons. Man,
I was going with the dog.
No, they use dogs, too. You're right.
Right. Yeah, so that's how I came up with that. Sorry.
But to solve this crime, again, I had to dive into the mind of a criminal. And from what I've learned in movies, drug dealers are very territorial, so I started cooking and distributing methamphetamine myself. So the scumbags would have to come after me, and I would be ready for them. And over the course of 5 months, I made nearly $235,000, but I was getting ever closer to those criminals. Then one day, sure enough, they surrounded my trailer and set it on fire, but I was in the nearby bushes watching the whole time. Right when I was ready to spring forth from the shrubbery and crack some skulls, the police showed up.
Wow.
Damn.
Apparently they've been following these guys as a part of a larger sting operation, and the boys in blue said I ruined a 2.5-year undercover project.
Wow.
I say the bad guys are in jail. Case closed.
Case closed. The skin shadow.
So the bad guys ended up in jail?
They did, and I ended up paying a small fine.
Yeah, were you naked when that happened?
Always.
Out in the
buzzard? Always.
He's baked cooking meth in the nude.
I mean... Don't get me wrong, I'm out at night, but I am a citizen. I walk among you during the day, and you would never know it. But at night...
I think I would know by your voice.
Yeah.
This is not my real voice. This is not my real voice. This is a voice that I use to protect myself and those that I love.
Wow.
I guess I'm not thrown off by the fact that you're sitting across from me. So
Stark raving naked?
Stark raving naked. It's a table. I just assumed you were wearing pants.
And I brought my own plastic bag to sit on your chair.
I appreciate that, because... The Murphy's Oil soap, I don't want it to irritate your skin.
And it does, too. It really would. Yeah. So I appreciate that.
Now, do you have an understudy? Somebody to take your place once you're gone?
It's funny you should mention that.
Well, he was asked to.
We did go over this before.
Fourth wall.
I run the streets and have been doing so for a while.
Eight months.
It's hard to do it by yourself. So
especially when he's hard.
Well, here's my question. Mm-hmm. You know, by day, you walk amongst us as a citizen of Pekin, as Tazewell County citizen.
Yeah. Finest.
But then you're at night, you put on a ski mask and a cape and buck naked and you go out. When do you sleep?
I haven't slept in 8 months.
It's a long 8 months. That's all that meth. It probably took
some. Well, I mean, essentially, I did get high on my own supply.
Yeah.
So it did keep me up. Why? You got to know it's good, right? Mm-hmm. How else are you going to get the criminals to come to you or make hundreds of thousands of dollars?
I think I've seen this show.
I don't sleep a lot. It's a lot of micro naps where you fall asleep and you're not aware of it.
Sure. I assume you have a significant other.
Yes, I do.
Now, is he or she aware of you doing this, or
she is aware.
She is?
She's aware, and she doesn't support it, but
I wouldn't either, because you're paying fines all the time. You see,
she was closer to that drive shaft than I was, and when that happened, she's like, someone needs to take a stand, and when I saw her eyes tear up, I said, that man is me. I am that man who should be naked taking a stand. No, please start and finish the song.
Who will fight for your honor? I'll be your hero you're dreaming of. We'll live together, knowing together that we did it all for the glory of love.
What a woman to stand by you with all that.
Stand by you.
No, once.
Okay, so
enough.
Yeah,
I have a young man that I brought with me tonight. I hope you don't mind. I know you only invited me.
I didn't invite you. I don't know. Somebody else.
Well, I felt like I was being summoned, if that makes sense. But
okay.
The young man I brought, he is helping me fight crime. We are standing side by side, shoulder by shoulder, every night.
It's a young man, but you're standing shoulder to shoulder, so he's the same height as you.
Well, I squat, and I have rickets.
Rickets.
Rickets. He also has a name that is hiding his true identity.
Okay, so should I blur him out on the video?
Blur him out on the video, also because he's underage. His name is the Unclad Lad.
Hi, I'm the Unclad Lad.
Well, hello, Unclad Lad.
How's it going?
How are you this evening?
I'm great, thank you.
Now, you go out with this older
hero.
The skin shadow.
Every night you go. Every night you go out with the skin shadow to fight crime. Shouldn't you be in bed?
No.
He lives in these streets too. He has to put up with the filth and the garbage that's collecting in the gutters. It is him, the Unclad Lad, and the Skin Shadow. We are the team called the Menace of Market Street.
The Menace of Market Street.
That's right. Assemble.
Mm-hmm.
We're out there clean up the garbage so people like you can come home safely.
But
I picked up 10 pop cans last night.
Darn straight he did.
But he should be in school. He should be sleeping at night.
He is in school during the day.
Okay, Hulk. Hulkster.
He's not sleeping at night.
Now, this...
I don't need to sleep.
Some people would think this is unorthodox, I guess is one way to put it, that an older man such as yourself...
Borderline child abuse.
...would stand up against criminals.
Well, no.
I'm not a Jew.
You're not a what?
I'm not a Jew. You said I was an Orthodox.
Some people might think that maybe you're... sexually molesting him.
What?
Sexually molesting him.
That's a crime. And then I'm a vigilante against criminals. How dare you suggest anything like that?
How old are you, Unclad Lad?
I'm 12.
Are you naked at night as well?
I am the Unclad Lad.
Mm-hmm. We have a theme going here. You talk about the Wonder Twins or the X-Men. They all have kind of a similar theme in their clothing, but we are both completely naked and ready to tear through the night.
12-year-old boy.
Wait a minute. Now, I do a lot of skanky stuff on this show.
You definitely do.
But this seems a little fishy.
Yeah.
I don't understand why you have to be nude and this young 12-year-old boy has to be nude in the middle of the night.
I am a young lord. Excuse me. Young Ward?
A ward of the
I
state?
I told you not to say Lord. It's Ward.
But I like Young Lord.
All right. You can be the unclad Lord.
Again, I don't want to get in any kind of trouble.
Yeah.
It's too late. You already have two naked people in your house, one of them being
a 12-year-old boy.
I'm a man. I'm a 12-year-old man.
Man boy.
Now, unclad lad, how do you... You say you're a man, but you're only 12 years old. You probably don't even have hair on your armpits.
You don't have to have hair on your armpits to know you're a man.
How do you define being a man?
I define being a man by how many popkins I picked up that night.
By taking justice and lifting it up into the air and pummeling thieves and burglars about the face. That's how you become a man.
Mm-hmm.
Standing up for what you believe in, what's right.
I saw some man jaywalking at 3 a.m. and I said, "Don't do that!" And Skin Shadow backed me up.
And boy,
he's
that guy
been
took
teaching
off.
Me everything.
That guy took off running in the opposite direction. I tell you what, he saw two stark raving naked people out in the streets of Pekin. That guy took off running. He, I tell you, he'll never jaywalk again.
Do you, I mean, you don't
We saved him.
Do you have any superpowers? At all, like, can you like fly?
It is my it is my greatest lament that I have none. But I do think though that it's this vigilante thing I've got going is turning out pretty well. And the only thing that could be making it better is having a superpower. You know, I grew up a young man reading comic books and watching cartoons of people flying through the airs and picking up Transams. But I'm without power of my own. I have nothing but my own unparalleled detective skills and ability to blend in with my surroundings.
And a young naked boy.
That doesn't hurt.
A young naked man.
young man boy.
Wow.
I tell you, though, it's funny you bring up superpowers because I desire a superhuman ability so much that I've tried multiple things to achieve it.
Sure.
It includes swimming in the local power plant cooling reservoir.
How'd that go?
Not good.
Not good.
A lot of open sores, and I thought maybe after these sores heal, I'll have some sort of rebirth.
And a small
not the
fine.
Case. So I had to pay a small fine after contaminating the cooling reservoir. I also tried microwaving a series of insects and small animals and then having them bite me. I thought maybe that'd give me some sort of radioactive... Not the case.
No?
I actually had to amputate my left pinky.
They did seem to enjoy it, though.
They did. The animals, their eyes
very
were glowing
warm.
When they came out of there. They're
very
warm. Hair standing on end. In some cases, the animal itself exploded, and I had to pick up the remnants and physically make their dead body parts bite me.
Small
I kept the badger.
Small fine for that.
The what?
I kept the badger.
She kept the remains of the badger.
The remains or the whole badger?
The whole badger.
Oh my! So the remains you're talking about must have been something else.
There's a lot of.
Oh, is that like your sidekick for you, the badger?
No, I just keep that at home
as a
reminder.
A nice pelt.
Your mom likes that.
I
don't think this kid has parents.
I also tried having my parents killed in front of me to get superpowers, and none to no avail. No superpowers to this day. I wish there was a way to find out.
Oh, your parents are dead. Now.
Well, I mean, nope. How do you get Batman? You know. Batman had his parents killed right in front of him. I thought maybe I would try the same thing.
Batman didn't kill his parents in front of him.
No more Christmas for you, I guess.
I mean, I would gladly trade in every Christmas from now to eternity to be able to, you know, teleport or jump over a building in at least one single bound.
Or fly on a piece of ice.
Fly on a piece of ice or turn my body into molten metal.
Silver Surfer.
Thank you.
Well...
I just wish there was a way to assess or take a test to say, hey, do I have a superpower or not? Because I feel like I could be waiting forever. Maybe I have had it this whole time and I don't know what it is or how to activate it. You know what I'm saying?
I'm at a loss. I don't even know where to go from here. This is so much information.
Well, how can you really distinguish
right.
Has a superpower?
Do you want to like?
Do you have any feelings like you might have
something?
Do you want
to ask you questions or something? Like, have you ever gotten really, really angry and like, ripped out of your clothes? Obviously, you ripped out your... you don't wear clothes, so...
Like the Hulk, you mean?
Yeah.
Like no.
Do you get angry and get really super strong?
Nah, no.
You ever
try
to move things with your mind?
I do feel like sometimes I pick up weird signals in my mind, but I don't know if that's just
signals
kinda...
like train signals?
No.
Like a Zephyr? Like signals from a Zephyr?
Maybe.
Or an Express?
Yeah, we were talking about that
or an Express, maybe?
No, I just, I feel like I get these thoughts about vaping coming into my head, and I get these thoughts about, you know, just Mountain Dew, and I don't know. I don't like Mountain Dew. I think
energy drinks, Old Glory.
Do you get it? Oh, right. How do you know this? Old Glory energy drinks. I don't get it. I don't like those things. I'm not a vape
I love
guy.
Those things. All those things. Like, I love vaping. I love Mountain Dew. And Old Glory is like a fucking boner.
But surely you're not thinking about it a lot.
That's all I think about.
Are you in his head?
You know, in my head, you probably...
That's ridiculous.
Hold on.
Wait. Let's do a test.
Let's do a test. Wait. Was your dad a Greek god? Do you have like a hammer or like a screwdriver or something at home that like nobody else can pick up?
Yeah. I have a Phillips head screwdriver no one can pick up, but I can pick it up. I'm the only one who knows where it is, too, so maybe no one else is trying to pick it up.
Well, let's do a test.
Okay.
See... Let's see if you could tell what Blake's thinking.
This is silly.
Blake, think of something. Think of a color. Don't say it out loud.
Tell me when you have it.
I got it.
Vermilion.
No.
All right, the test is over.
Well, you can't just take one. I thought, let's go best two out of three.
Okay. Number between 1 and 10, Blake.
You got it?
You got it?
Yeah.
Come on, Skin Shadow.
13. I'm getting 13.
No. It was 5. All right, let's do... How about I think of an animal?
All right. You ready?
Yeah.
Duck-billed platypus.
That's correct. That's
what?
Freaky.
Wow.
I was thinking about... A duck-billed platypus.
What?
That is insane.
So maybe I can read everybody in the world's mind.
On their favorite animal on the third guess.
That's got to come in useful somehow.
Okay, well, let's try it with Heather. Let's try it with Heather.
Okay.
Heather. Gosh, bless it. Okay. Heather, think of your favorite song.
All right. I got it.
And
Backstreet Boys, I Want It That Way.
That's a good one.
And is that it?
Is that what it was? It is?
I nailed it.
That's what it was, dude.
All right. Maybe we're on to something.
Try it with me.
It was one of those things. It's like one of those things. Like you're having a demonstration, like someplace that's something cool, and you're just like, I hope he fucking picks me. I want to, you know, or like a magician, like a guy doing card tricks at a party or something. You're like, oh god, I hope he lets me. I want to pull the card.
Try it with me.
Five clubs.
Try it with me.
Blake, what should I?
Heather, why don't you? What question should?
All right. Favorite food. Favorite food right here.
Got it.
And your favorite musical artist, Meatloaf.
Got it.
We might be on to something. I think you've been wasting...
You're fucking spot on.
You've been wasting a lot of time with this little 12-year-old naked boy. And
hey!
That's not a waste.
Hey!
And I think you found what you should... I mean...
You think I can...
You're reading people's minds.
You think I can... Find out what criminal is doing by reading their mind?
Yes.
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Like, sometimes finding out what their mind is.
Because, with me, you didn't do so good.
No.
Which is ironic.
Which is, I would say so.
Why?
Because the bit was that he was...
The bit?
Okay. Skin Shadow.
Yeah.
I don't think that you're a superhero.
I am reluctant to say the same thing. I'm a vigilante. I'm a hero.
I think your heart's in the right place.
That's it. Yeah, it's right under my sternum, between my lungs.
First thing you need to do is you need to dump this little 12-year-old boy.
Hey, stop it! This is the best thing that's ever happened to me.
He's making a real difference.
See, he's.
I'm making such a difference. I got 20 cents from the cans I collected.
I knew he was going to say that.
He can do that in the daytime with clothes on, though. He actually, you would get more of them if you did it in the daytime because you'd be able to see them.
No,
he's holding.
They reflect.
He's holding. he's holding you back. You could have you know what? What would you say to $3 a day instead of 20 lousy friggin' cents? $10 a day.
What are you trying to do? Pick up the unclad lad for yourself?
I want to put the kid back in school, back in bed, and clothes on him.
And find out who the hell his parents are and have them arrested.
The unclad lad is an honor roll student, all right?
I do great in school. I just won the spelling bee.
He's a world-class athlete, and he's
spell Mississippi.
M-I-S-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I.
I don't think that was right.
That was right. That was right.
That's how you spell Mississippi, Blake.
She didn't say
Mississippi,
it.
Bitch.
Hey, wow. What are we talking about?
I'm sorry. I got so excited.
Swearing is a slippery slope to the criminal underbelly.
And I'm a vigilante like you.
Well, the night beckons
us. For one, don't like what's going on here.
Well, it's not for you to like. You just keep obeying the law. Oh. We'll stay out of your beard.
hold on. I'm getting a call here.
Yeah.
Hello? Oh, my God. Okay, yeah, I'll call the police. Okay.
Don't call the police. I got this. You tell me what's going on. You don't call the police.
Okay, down the street, we have my friend down the street. His name is Jeb.
Jeb. Two B's.
He says that he thinks that there's somebody rummaging around in his car, breaking into his car.
Unclad lad.
We've got to go.
To the streets.
Wow.
Skin sword.
Skin sword.
Skin shadow.
Wow, that was intense. Maybe we should move along quickly.
Yeah, you guys want to know what's coming up?
Yes.
Episode,
that was different.
Episode 197, Seemingly Semen Covered, is now available. Episode 198, Dad Bods and Bed Beards, is now available.
That's a good episode.
It was. Our next episode, or episode 200. Our next episode will be recorded live at the High Note in Pekin on Saturday, May 23rd. It will be available on Friday, May 29th.
It's going to be awesome.
And don't forget.
Hey, Jason.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, guys.
Welcome back.
I was always here. I was just...
You're just taking it all in?
I was just taking it all in, and I was having some Captain Crunch off mic.
Those cereal vapes really do it.
Ugh, I'll have to start. Don't forget, today, Friday, May 22nd, is Buy a Musical Instrument Day. If you are anything like me, you'll read up on the instrument you're interested in playing, buy it, and all the needed accessories to help maintain it, and then stick in the corner, never to be touched again.
Do that a lot.
We've all done that.
Also, Saturday, May 23rd is Lucky Penny Day. If you're picking up a found penny in the hopes that it'll bring you good luck, it's pretty safe to say that life has already dealt you bad luck, and no amount of germ-ridden pennies will save you.
You're all about the germs.
I'm all about them.
You don't like germs.
You know what? I don't like germs, but I also don't like Purell.
All right. Please remember to submit your questions, comments, and suggestions to blake@ibwip.com, and they will be stamped return to sender. And if you like what you hear, please please write a review on iTunes. Tell a friend. Help support the show. We don't ask you for any money. We don't ask you for a dollar. We don't ask you for a dime. We just ask you for your time, which is way more valuable. We cannot do this without you guys.
No.
200th episode coming up. Looking forward to it. It's been a long ride. God, I hope the train is ending soon. Thanks to...
What does that mean? You want to die?
You wanted to do 3 million episodes the last show. It.
I'm telling you guys, I wouldn't put money on it that I don't just stand up at the end and say, it's all done.
He drops the mic.
Fuck it.
That'd
I'm out.
It'd be a surprise
I'm
to out. Everybody.
No, it wouldn't. It would be a surprise to anybody. It'd be like,
well, someone like, who the fuck is that guy?
Right. Why is he quitting? I just saw it for the first time.
Why is there a pistol in his mouth?
Show's over.
Intern Heather.
Blake.
We need to do something about how we let some of these people that come in to the show, me and you need to come up with a better screening of like who we invite on the show. I think
it's fun.
It's fun, but it's dangerous. I mean, we could
I'm just a hired security. I do whatever Blake says, so if he says to let him in, I have to let him in. So you guys got to screen him.
I didn't
a
say
bit
let a 12-year-old
naked
boy.
Yeah. I think it's definitely security's job to do the screening.
Dude, he had him hidden in his back. No, he didn't. Doesn't have pockets.
Under his cape.
It's in his backpack.
All right, well, Heather, thank you very much for being on the show.
Thank you.
And I'll see you tomorrow at the 200th episode.
Oh, yes. Hopefully I'll bring guests in tow.
Oh, if not.
Perhaps in chains.
Geests.
It does. In chains? Like,
well, if
forcefully?
They decide not to come, yeah, bring then we're chain gating. We're going to walk all the way from Bloomington all the way here. It's going to be long.
Well, I appreciate the time and effort and the gesture. If nobody shows up, fucking who cares? Big E, it's let anybody in tomorrow.
I will.
It doesn't matter.
The more the merrier.
If they're a hobo, if they're a guy pissing on the corner.
If they're skin shadow and young.
If they're skin shadow younglings.
Underage, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm not in charge of that.
Thanks for vaping with me tonight.
Hey, you're welcome, buddy.
I hope you enjoyed it.
I loved it.
Okay. Can you take that bottle out of your pocket, please?
Nah. No, it's all. It's going home with me. Sorry.
And lots of love. Jason.
What do you want? What do you want from me?
What do you want from me?
I just
want
to be friends.
Only,
do you remember
only
when I used to not
friends.
Remember when I used to say I used to not think that you were my friend? For like a year, we did the show together, and I didn't think you were my friend.
Really?
Do you remember that? Yes, you remember. We talking about that. Molly was
all
Molly.
I remember is yeah. Molly saying you need to ask him questions. That's all I remember. I wasn't thinking. Oh, he didn't think we were friends.
Our relationship has grown so much since I started asking you questions.
Why can't we be friends?
She was right. Right?
Why can't we
a little
be
known
friends?
Fact. A little known fact, guys. For a long time, I thought he was gay.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm still in question.
Because I didn't ask questions.
Why is that?
Huh?
Why did you think I was gay?
I don't know. Because I didn't ask questions.
It's just anyone that you don't ask questions to, you're like,
is gay.
See all those people over there in Walmart in the beauty section? I don't know them. I think they're gay.
They're gay.
Pretty sure they're gay.
You were just very secretive.
I wish I were gay. If I've dated someone my size, boom, double my wardrobe.
Oh, hell yeah. Actually, I've thought about that. Serious reason for becoming a lesbian.
All right, folks. Thank you for listening. Episode 199 in the books. We love all of you, and we'll see you on the other side of 200.
Yes.
Yes. Blake, quick proposition. If we are both single in 15 years, let's get a suicide pact together.
Okay. How do you want to die? How do you want to do it?
Real slow.
Really?
Real slow.
All right. The tablet died, so we don't really have any music to go out to. So if we just want to, like, just kind of.
It's a paid off. See you.
You guys want me to read more out of 50 Shades for to take us?
I don't.
No, I've got a boner already.
Okay.
Bye.
And
then post. Is good night.
Are you a blogger or a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use a special coupon code, Section 8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you gotta lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.